Dr. Pinsky with a mail, IME on Paul, P-A-U-L, Beckwith, B-E-C-K-W-I-T-H. Paul Beckwith is a 39-year-old male who reports he injured his right shoulder at work on 11-14-18 and 11-23-20 period. He states he was working on the traffic squad removing a bolt from a foundation when the bolt snapped, causing injury to the shoulder. Brady was seen at urgent care in Vineland on 11-15-18. Brady had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of what he understands to be a slap tear, repaired surgically on 10-4-22 period. He relates to the second incident. He was hanging fiber optic overhead cable and ripped it from the hooks, period. He then underwent the aforementioned surgery. Period, he's no longer receiving any active care. Period, in paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Beckwith was seen on 11-15-18 at Med Express. Period, he was putting up a street light the previous evening when the bolt snapped. Period, he was using a big ratchet and injured the right shoulder. Period. He was diagnosed with a right shoulder sprain and was initiated on conservative care. Period, on 12-4-18, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-E-Y. Period, he continued to have some pain and soreness in the shoulder, but some improvement. Period, he was able to go deer hunting the previous week and skinned 7 deer despite the shoulder discomfort. Brady has continued to work with just some assistance during overhead lifting. Brady denied any prior injuries to the shoulder. Period. Dr. Murray diagnosed a tear of the right rotator cuff, for which he ordered an MRI. Brady also ordered a course of physical therapy. Period. On 12-11-18, Dr. Murray reviewed his MRI with him. Period, the rotator cuff was intact with mild tendinosis. Period, he may have a very small slap tear. Period, additional therapy was ordered, and he was prescribed tramadol. Period. He followed up on 1-8-19 with diagnosis of superior glenoid labrum lesion of the right shoulder. Period, they discussed treatment options, including possible surgical intervention. Period. On 1-29-19, he returned and had been going to therapy. Period, for the last week, his shoulder felt great. Period. He was cleared for full duty with no restrictions. Period. He had full pain-free range of motion with no tenderness during palpation. Period, provocative maneuvers were negative, and he had full strength in the rotator cuff. Period. Three paragraphs. The petitioner returned to Dr. Murray on 1-7-20 for a need for treatment evaluation. Period, reported his symptoms had worsened over the summer, but he denied any specific new injury. Period, also had decreased range of motion and difficulty at work. Period, had a second opinion evaluation who felt he just had a sprain of the shoulder. Period, Dr. Murray diagnosed him with biceps tendonitis on the right. Period. He recommended a corticosteroid injection. Period. He had physical therapy on the dates described. Period. And underline this, we got to get the listing on item number 5 in the record review to make sense chronologically. On to 420, he reported some improvement with the injection. Here they discussed surgical intervention in more detail. Period. New paragraph, the petitioner was seen by hand specialist Dr. Recant, R-E-K-A-N-T, on 10-21-19, period. He opined the petitioner's right shoulder sprain had resolved. His ongoing symptoms are unrelated to the shoulder strain of 11-14-18. Period history as well as medical records show he healed with a course of time and therapy with no appreciable symptoms as of early 2019. Period he explained the described MRI findings are degenerative in nature and non-acute as there is no detached biceps or significant labral detachment. The MRI findings are consistent with his described chronicity rather than an acuity. With respect to the 11-14-18 alleged injury, he had fully recovered from the right shoulder. Period. New paragraph on 1-18-21. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Austin. Period. He stated on 11-23-20 he was working and pulling on fiber optic cable when the wind blew the cable away from him, causing him to jerk his arm suddenly. Period, he had immediate right shoulder pain and went to urgent care. Period, he did have an MRI and was placed on light duty. Period, Dr. Austin had previously done an IME on this petitioner in the past, but that report was only referenced tangentially. Period, he was currently being seen for takeover care. Period history was remarkable for the prior work-related injury in November of 2018 when he also injured his right shoulder. Period. On the current visit, Dr. Austin diagnosed biceps tendonitis and rotator cuff sprain. Period. He opined the petitioner sustained a new injury during the work injury of a subscapularis rotator cuff tear and biceps subluxation. Period. They discussed treatment options. Period. These included potential surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph. New paragraph. He was seen by Dr. Dwyer on 3-21-22, who enumerated the petitioner's course of treatment to date for the two alleged injuries. Period. He noted an 11-25-20 MRI showed osteolysis of the clavicle with hyperedema of the distal clavicle and erosion, comma, fragmentation, comma, and a small slap lesion. Period. He also noted on 12-23-21 video surveillance was provided to Dr. Austin. Period. After reviewing same, Dr. Austin opined the petitioner was capable of full duty and that surgery was no longer absolutely required at that time. Period. However, this may still be required for progressive dysfunction. Period. Dr. Dwyer diagnosed a superior glenoid labrum lesion of the right shoulder, for which he recommended arthroscopic intervention. Period. We are not in receipt of the actual operative report. Period. Per your cover letter, on 10-4-22, Dr. Dwyer performed arthroscopy with slap type 2 repair and decompression of a paralabral cyst. Period. Physical therapy postoperatively. Period. As of 12-26-22, he was released back to full duty and was placed at maximum medical improvement on 2-6-23. Period. On 8/2/22, Dr. Dwyer provided an addendum report having reviewed the MRI studies period. He believed the 2018 injury contributes to the need for surgery. However, the MRI clearly demonstrates new pathology. Period after review of the additional documentation, his recommendations for best treatment are to proceed with an arthroscopic slap repair of the right shoulder with decompression of the paraliteral cyst, biceps tenotomy, and subpectoral biceps tenodesis. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars above the right shoulder, but no swelling atrophy or effusions. Period motion of the right shoulder was full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L3 vertebral level. Period. Motion of the left shoulder as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus tenderness, triggering or locking. Period. Shoulder maneuvers, normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, impressions. Paul Beckwith alleges to have injured his right shoulder at work on two occasions. Period after the 11/14/18, he had diagnostic testing and conservative care with significant improvement. Period after the 11/23/20, he had additional diagnostic testing and treatment culminating in surgery. Period he did well postoperatively with physical therapy and was released back to full duty. Period. In paragraph, the current exam found there to be full range of motion about the right shoulder. Period, he had intact strength and sensation without crepitus or tenderness. Period, the rocket of maneuvers of the shoulder were negative. Period, in the paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability at the right shoulder. Period, I will have to differentiate how this apportions to the two subject events. Period. Mr. Beckwith has been able to return to his former fluidity capacity with the insured. Period. He no longer has symptomatic complaints and is able to climb and pull wire with no pain. Period. End.